insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا.
And it is He who has made the night and the day in succession for whoever desires to remember or desires gratitude.
The 62nd verse of this chapter says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. And He it is who has made the night and the day to succeed each other for him who desires to reflect or desires to be thankful. As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, the previous verses were talking about the pretext seeking of the disbelievers, that when it was told to them that you should prostrate to Rahman, the Beneficent Allah, they said, what is Rahman? We don't know Rahman, the Beneficent Allah, and we are not going to prostrate to what you, the Prophet, are bidding us. In answer to their pretext, the Holy Quran answered very seriously in the 61st verse, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا. He blessed is He who has set in heavens the constellations, and He has set a lamp and the moon illuminating. So, in answer to their pretext seeking, the Holy Quran mentioned the different symbols of Almighty Allah's power and omnipotence on the earth. And now, this noble verse still continues to introduce the Lord of the universe. And this verse states another part of the system of the existence. It says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً. He it is who has made the night and the day to succeed each other. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. For him who desires to reflect or desires to be thankful.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jews.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
It is the regular system that rules the day and the night, which alternatively substitute each other. This system is in work and has been for millions of years, and it is the system that if does not exist, the life of man will be destroyed by intensity of heat and light, or maybe darkness. And this is an attractive reason for those who want to know Allah. The interesting part of the verse, I assume, is where it says, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرُ, for the one who desires to reflect. So, the people's will, their intentions, are the main and starting reason if they want to reach salvation. They have to intend for it themselves, or else no one can make them reach salvation. No one can make them step in the right path. It is up to themselves to choose this way. So the human beings, they are all created free to choose right from wrong. Anyway, we know that the system of day and night is generated from the movement of the earth around its gradual and regular changes, and the fact that duration of one of them increases and the other one decreases. This is causing for a year to create four seasons. If the earth rotated faster or slower than its usual speed, in one case, the nights would get so longer that all things would be frozen. And in other case, the days would be so long that the sun would burn everything. Moreover, this centrifugal force could be so intense that the earthly creatures could be thrown out into the space. But although the earth is moving this fast, but it does not throw anyone out into the space. We all think it is state and firm. In brief, on one hand, the study of this system awakens the theology nature in man. Perhaps the application of the phrase desires to reflect, as I mentioned, is referring to this fact. And on the other hand, it somehow awakens the thanksgiving spirit in man. And the phrase desires to be thankful might be referring to this matter. At the end, I assume it is worth mentioning one narration from one of the infallibles that has a very specific point of view regarding the succession of day and night. He says, coming day and night in succession is for the matter that if man does dereliction of his duties in one of them, he recompenses it in another one. And this meaning, dear listeners, might be the second commentary for the verse. And since the verses of the Holy Quran have got different levels of meaning, it is not somehow inconsistent with the first commentary we mentioned early on. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. We have got some other points to mention regarding this 62nd verse of this chapter that we will, God willing, talk about them later on. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.